Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm going to bring on Pastor Warner.
Okay, so he broke me off.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Welcome, women of God, daughters of the King. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. I hope everybody had a wonderful day. It was a beautiful day today that God has given us, because he says this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. All right, my brother, could you play one more song? I got a
sure.
few more food to pass out. Do you have any of Kim Walker Smith? And I hope everybody get their Bibles. Amen? And I'll be ready after the song play. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Give me a second. I'll see if I have any Kim Walker Smith. I think I do.
Okay. All right, darling.
Okay. Yes, I do. Okay, let's play with, let's play Spirit Breakout, okay, by Kim Walker Smith. Okay.
Hallelujah. All right. Yes. So we're continuing on the unconditional love of God. And I hope you had a blessed day. How was your day, Brother Ken?
It was great. How was yours?
All right. Let's get it was real busy. I've been out being a servant of God, speaking and praying over a lot of things. I was just still passing out food, and I told everybody I need to be prepared before 8 o'clock, but are they on God's time, so I have to be able to be flexible. You ready?
Yeah.
But it's a good work, you know. Things come up. We on God's time, and so we're going to get into the Word of God, okay?
All right.
The continuance of God's love. There are endless ways to express your love for one another. For some, show love by taking out the trash on the expression of cold nights, so your loved one doesn't have to do them themselves. For others, love is expressed more directly, such as reciting romantic poems on our own right saying, I love you. And for those who believe in God and follow the teaching of Jesus Christ, love takes a whole new meaning. The best Bible verse about God, love proves it, even in the darkest hour. Even if it seems like you are on your own and you have lost everyone and everything, you even care about that. It's always there, and you're never alone. God immersed unwavering love isn't always easy to see and understand. Sometimes it shows itself in small ways, like when a person asks how your day is going and actually listen. When you answer, it shows itself a big way, like when a guardian angel appears out of nowhere, when your car stopped running and someone needs to help to restart it. The Bible verse said love serves as a constant reminder that he's always watching and ready to help us. And they allow you to take comfort in the fact He's always with you in your corner. And if you have your Bible, I'm going to tell you, a lot of people don't understand, God is omnipotent, omnipresent. But the scripture comes to mind is 2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of the Lord is running to and fro. He never sleeps or slumbers. He watches over those faith, his children. And God is always with you. He's omnipotent, omnipresent. That means he knows everything that's going on. He's right here as we speak in tonight. Even with Pastor Ken, even if you're at home alone, he's there. Amen?
Amen.
First scripture I would like to go to is the second scripture I would like to go is Lamentation 22:23. Certainly the faithful love of the Lord hasn't ended. Certainly God's compassion isn't through. They are renewed every morning. Great is your faithfulness. We have new mercy every day. If you made a mistake yesterday, God doesn't hold that against you. He said, new. Yesterday is gone. Today is a new day. If you made a mistake, you can repent and go back and say, Lord, I messed up. That was for, don't go in yesterday, bringing yesterday in today, because he just gave you. But this morning when you woke up, you receive new. Not yesterday, not old, not 2 weeks ago. You have new mercy today. Amen?
Amen.
Certain the faithful love of the Lord has an end. Certain God, compassion isn't through. They are renewed every morning. Great is your faith. That's something to pray. Thank you, Lord, for being faithful. When everything else fails you, God will always be faithful. Amen? The good news,
amen.
God's heart is brimmed up to love, and we can depend on him to love us just as much as today. Amen? Let's go to Psalms. I'm doing all Psalms, probably Psalms. I'm going and give you powerful scripture you can stand on, and he loves you. But you just have to get in there to understand and to know who he is and to read about him. And each and every day, you got to renew your mind through the word of God. Or to not to remember, ask God to place on tape your heart. And if anybody's going through anything, I would like for you to call in. If you don't feel loved, we can minister and talk with you. Don't matter what the situation, we're right here for you in Jesus' name. Okay? Because he always sent somebody to us. My lips praise you because your faithful love is better than life itself. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
My lips praise you because your faithful love is better than life itself. The good news, anyone who believes in praising him will be rewarded with a love that's sweeter than anything. When I look back at my life and I thought certain things love me, money can love me, cars can love me, fiance can love me, family can love me. But when I look at God been faithful to me, I was an orphan because a lot of mishap, a lot of struggles, a lot of suffering. But when I look at God, I have not lost breath. You know, I had to tell a person, if you ever look at your life, God is faithful. If you wake up in your right state of mind, if you can move, have your limbs, you're blessed. Even I got a brother in Christ. Excuse me. I have a brother in Christ. He just has a waist. And he praised God. I told them when I was speaking how God has certain people that lost their limbs. And they still get up and praise God. They said, I can't believe it. But then the Lord, when we out there going to the store, God allowed that person to be right there after I got finished ministering about my brother and how I seen him out of all the things that had happened in his life, he still praised God. If we don't praise God, the rocks will cry. We got too much to praise God. We have air. We have a place to stay. We have water. We're in a right state of mind. If you got a family, if you even going through anything, he said, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks and not something, all things. So we can praise God because he is God. He loves you. He's going to take care of you. You have the word of God. Jesus died on the cross. We have so much to give honor, praise, and worshiping a living God. And that's Psalm 18:46. We serve a living God. And he has all power and authority in his hand. Amen. Ooh. Hallelujah. All right. Let's look at, I want to look at John 13:34-35. All right. I give you a new commandment, to love each other just as I love you. So you also must love each other. This is how everyone will know that you're my disciple. When you love it, he's saying only love. He didn't say hate. You know, every one of us has issues, and we got flaws. That's why Jesus came. Okay? Nobody is perfect on this earth. Only one is Jesus. Okay? He still said love. Okay? Love each other. That's the... He said... Hold on. Let's say the blessing out. Oh, hallelujah. He said, he didn't say, I give you old. He said, I give you a new commandment. To love each other. That says, I love you. He said, I love you, so you love each other. That's plain and simple. Hand in hand. He loves you. So we love because he loves us. He didn't give us a new commandment. I don't know all my brothers or sisters, but I still love them. Okay? Amen? I give you a new commandment. Love each other just as I love you. So you also must love each other. This is how everyone knows that you are my disciple. When you love each other, a student of word is going to love their brother and sister. That should not be at all. If you have a problem with that brother or sister, you bring them to, you talk with them. Okay? You don't have to tell everybody. You go to that person. If you have an all, you can't handle that, then you can take it to the church. But you shouldn't have to do that. If you feeling, now I had a situation, I always will give you an example. I had a person, I loved it, but they kept doing things to me. But the Lord still kept sending this person to me to show the love of Christ. Now I'm going to break it down to you. I had a situation that I had no control over. When the person, my mother died, my mother got killed. I have no problem with that. That is a testimony of God. And the Lord, I asked God to let me love like him. Amen. But what he done, now when you ask God something and pray for it, you better be prepared for it. He brought the person to my home. Okay. To my home, and they had been looking for me. It was now 20, 30 years. Do you know I had to see and take care of this person, that he had the person killed my mama? But God said what? Love. See, love comes a multitude of sin. Because Jesus, we have all flaws. People be in the wrong places, wrong time. But sometimes you have to overlook offense so you won't be in prison. That's why he give us this command, love. Love is a strong word. Not just saying it, it's an action and deed. Amen?
Amen.
And I passed my test. Certain things are tests. God will test you. He don't tempt you. The God can test you because I asked for something, and he brought the person to me. I had to take care of them better than myself. In my house, make sure they took a bath, seen about them. Even they had to say, I made a mistake. They came and asked for forgiveness. They had been looking for me for 30 years. Amen? And God, he's a sovereign God, sovereign and loving. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to cry, and I said, God, thank you, because I didn't want to be in bondage, because that's another form of bondage, unforgiveness. And that is not in the kingdom of God. Forgiveness, Jesus showed us on the cross of Calvary. He said, forgive for what they know not they do. So let's go to Jude 1, 20 and 21. But you, dear friends, build each other up on the foundation of the most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep each other in love of God. Wait for mercy of our Lord, Jesus Christ, who will give you eternal life. He said, build up each other. pray, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep each other in love. God waits for your mercy, eternal. The good news, through God's unwavering love, we are granted eternal life as long as we keep the faith. Amen?
Amen.
Let's go to Isaiah chapter 54 and 10. In the word of God, the mountains may shift and hills may be shaken, but my faithful love won't shift from you. And my covenant of peace won't be shaken, says the Lord, the God who has pity on you. The good news, no matter how the world changes around us, he is always there guiding us through it all. Ain't that awesome? God guides us through all. Okay? Let's go to Psalm 86 and 15. I'm doing everything about God's love and what God does.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? The love of God. And it's in the Word. Sometimes you have to get how God have allowed me to study. I had to get in my Bible, not my cell phone. I got in my Bible, turned the pages. Turned my pages, and that's how you get an intimate and personal relationship with God, because the words come off the pages. He'll speak to you, and it used to blow my everlasting mind. So I didn't know or understand anything. He showed me how to study his word, because there was no pastor, there was no this minister, there was no teacher. So what I had to do is get in depth. If you don't understand certain things in the Word of God, if you don't understand love, if you've never seen love, because I talked to God, I never seen love because I was in so much, as a child, a lot of hurtful things. But then I got into the Word of God. I had to bump my head a few times. But the Lord kept showing me, I love you. He kept providing. He kept taking care of me. And when I look back at my life, it is nobody been there but God, because that's his mercy. That's his grace. And I said, Lord, I thank you. You provide it. You take care of me. Even when I go to the hospital sometimes, I didn't understand it. And they would do the x-rays and everything. And then they'll say, what did you come here for? And he was so faithful. It's the smallest thing. I remember breaking my toenail. I said, Lord, I think I didn't broke my toe. It was just a toenail. But he still provides for you. Okay? The air we breathe, you know, and I look at the trees, the birds, and he takes care of everything. That's his love upon us on this earth. I look sometimes, and sometimes it'd be, no flowers. I come back in the morning and some flowers. I said, okay, God, you didn't put some flowers like that. I get so excited. Then I have the squirrels. I look at what he created. Sometimes it's not about all these buildings. God gives man, I'm going to jump off something like that. Man has talents and gifts. It's only from God. But when you look at the nature, the sky, the beauty, and you can't even see the air, but God provides everything for us. And that is something awesome. I look at different countries. They don't have what we have. They don't have certain places, certain people in China, in Pakistan, when I do Bible study, they ask for Bibles, and they're thirsty and hungry for the word. We have all opportunity in the United States to know who God is, to then to go and to minister to other people. And that is something awesome. That's what a disciple does. We help others. Amen? That's the love God says, show. Okay. I'm not talking too fast, am I?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just excited tonight, ladies. I've been saying I got to be prepared, and God had me prepared. See, sometimes we think we're not prepared, but God said, I have equipped you with all gifts to be prepared in everything you do. Okay, let's look at Psalm 86. You ready? 86:15. But you, O Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy. You are very patient and full of faithful love. What we make, when we make mistakes, but just like the people in our life, who loves us like this, God will give you the grace and forgiveness. Just like as I was saying, he had me to forgive people. You know, forgiveness is another form of love. And Jesus gave the greatest example on the cross at Calvary. No one, he gave us an outline, but a lot of people hold grudges. Because, well, that person talked about me, that one slandered me. I'm going to jump on that. But when you look at it, when God said forgive those, forgive. If we don't forgive, he can't forgive you when you see the maker. But that's on another part. That's another point we'll be speaking on sometime this week or next week on forgiveness. Because you must forgive before you go to God. And always ask God for forgiveness. Because even your brother or sister, if you got an alt with them, amen? And that's another form of showing mercy as God have given you mercy. Much, I had to tell a brother in Christ, much is forgiven in my life, much is required. They didn't understand why I said that. I said, if God was to show you all the mistakes you have done, and not against people, against him, but look, we have that love. He have that mercy. We have new mercy every day. And he don't hold anything against his children. He know your mistakes. Now, let's look at Zephaniah 3:17. Now, I'm going to show you how God sings over you. A lot of people say, I said, I can show it to you in the word of God what he does. Amen?
Amen.
Zephaniah 3:17. In the word of God, the Lord your God is in the midst. A warrior bringing victory, he will create come with his love. But it says, yes, he come with his love. He will rejoice over you with saying, you know, God is a God. He's a warrior. He's a mighty man. He is a God of battle, not battle against his people. But when you look at it, that's in Isaiah. I'm not getting into that because it's so much I would like to tell you in the word of God, but I have to have everything. I have to have every scripture. But God sings, he rejoices over you and sings that is a loving father. Amen?
Uh-huh.
He's in your midst. He's not from you. A lot of people, I don't know where God is. God have not left you. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Hebrews 13. God is always right there with you. You got to learn to be God conscious. Amen?
Uh-huh.
All right. The Lord is the biggest, the Lord God is your biggest supporter. When you succeed, he succeeds. He's always cheering you on. Ooh, hallelujah. Let's look at 1 John 8:31. And ladies, I need for you all to meditate on God's word. Meditate on it. So I have to, sometimes when I feel alone, I have to get in the word, or I get in the bed and say, Lord, love on me. And I know he's there with me. When I'm going through a hard time, I don't run to everybody. He made me a little different. I'm not trying to be funny. I don't go on a pity party. I have to praise God. I say, Lord, I know you're here with me. I know you're here with me. I have to encourage myself sometimes. I know you love me. I know you love me. I get in the mirror, okay? When things let me down, I still get in the mirror and I keep it going because I know God is with me. And he's with you all. He's with you all, daughters of the King, women of God. Amen? And sons of God, because my brother's on the phone. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 1 John 3:1. See what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called God's children. And that is what we are, because the world don't recognize him. It doesn't recognize us. Amen? So the good news is, what a blessing is to be considered one of his children, whom he loved the same way any parent loves a child. Deuteronomy 7 and 9. I will always give you the word of God with what I speak, just like Pastor Ken. Now, it says in Deuteronomy 7:9, know now that the Lord your God is the only true God. He is faithful God who keeps his covenant and provide loyalty to everyone who loves him and keep his commands. even to a thousand generations. The good news is God will protect his children for eternity after eternity with his forever unwavering love. Hallelujah. Let's look at Ephesians. I got five in here. And we'll go to a break after this one. Amen, right. Pastor Ken.
Amen.
I don't want to get... All right. In Ephesians 3:18-19, I ask that you have the power to grasp love, width, length, height, depth, together with all believers. I ask that you know the love of Christ that is beyond knowledge, and so that the will be filled. Excuse me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. So that you will be filled with entire width of the fullness of God. And the good news for that, ladies, because God loves you so much, you are also capable of loving in a deeper and a stronger way each and every day, even my brother in Christ, because I have a brother in Christ, ladies, so even this women of God, daughter of the king, I cannot leave a man of God out. Amen? So
Amen.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back.
Yeah, any particular type of song you want?
Who is this King of Glory? Do you have, and ladies, you all can call in and to ask questions and for songs as well. All right, Victory in Jesus by Todd Dudley.
Stay free in Jesus.
It's Victory and Victory Belongs to Jesus.
Victory Belongs to Jesus?
Yeah, Todd Dudley.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, I got it right here. Let's play it.
All righty. Let's,
yeah, baby, I'm just my
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Victory belongs to Jesus. And you know you have victory in Jesus as well in 1 Corinthians 15:56-57. If you didn't know it, we have victory in Jesus. Amen. Hello.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor
Ken? Yeah.
Hallelujah. All right, let's get back into the word, ladies. I hope y'all writing all the scriptures and start meditating on them. Let's get into the next scripture. Psalms 5, 11 through 12. But let him all who take refuge and celebrate, let them sing out aloud forever. Protect them so they all who love your name can rejoice in you because you are the Lord. Bless the righteous. You have covered them with favor like a shield. Amen. The good news, those who believe in him and follow him, he teaches or guarantee his shield and can sleep knowing they are never alone. Let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians 1. God designed us to be his adopted child through Jesus Christ. Because of his love, this was according to the good will and plan and to the honor, his glory, glorious grace that he has given us freely through the Son whom he loved. And the good news is, regardless of your relationship with the biological parent, you can take comfort in the fact that you are a child of God. Now, even if you was adopted or you didn't know your parents, you're not adopted anymore. God, he sees about the fatherless and the motherless. And if you was adopted, you never, he still love you just the same. Amen?
Amen.
And let's, okay, let's look at First Chronicles 16 and 34. Give thanks to the Lord because he is good, because his faithful love endures forever. And the good news, be eternal grateful because the Lord is always with you. Because he's faithful, he will never fail. He can't fail. That is not even in his character. Amen? In Psalm 107, 8 and 9, let them thank the Lord for his faithfulness, love, and his wonderful work for all people because God satisfy those who parts with thirst, and they fill you up and hunger with good things. God will provide for his followers, his children, when they're in need and at the most, even when they don't even realize it. Sometimes you have to sit back, and I have to thank God. I thank him more than I ask for things because he loves a thankful heart. I don't forget what God had brought me when I thought I didn't have food or couldn't take care of my kids. He always provided. Just like when today, when you have a more thankful heart, you won't complain, and you won't get, how you want me to say this, God, dissatisfied. You won't have a complaining spirit because when you look at around, or just like I go out 3 times a day, I used to go out every day, and I see people sitting, don't have the things I have, and I have to thank God, but then he allows me to be able to bless others. Sometimes you got to get out and you got to see what God sees, and he'll break your heart sometimes. Because he breaks mine all the time where as I'm going out, I see women, I see children, I see what's going on in the world, I see what's going on in other countries. Thank God, but then I have to turn around and bless, Lord, bless them because you have blessed us. Bless them with food, bless. And then if because we're not here, we're in the United States, I see what's going on in Turkey right now. I'm going to jump on the subject. They don't have the things. They don't have the life gas and certain things. I looked at those kids crying, and it's very cold. I looked at how many, and God is still love. Out of all the things that goes on in life, so we still need to thank him and still pray for others. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Let's look at 1 John 4:7-8. Dear friends, let love each other because love is from God. And everyone who loves is born from God, and they know God. The person who does not love do not know God because God is love. God, their extension, is love. When we love one another, we are fulfilling God's most fundamental blessing and wish for our lives. Amen. 2 Chronicles 6:14. Yes, tonight we're just going over some scriptures to understand. It's a lot about God's love through all the word because we can go to Genesis all the way to Revelation, and tomorrow it'll be a little bit in depth. So I'm just going steps since I'm just getting back on. But it's so much in depth how God created this world. He created everything for him, by him, through him. And tomorrow is why God loves us. And I'll be going from Genesis all the way through the word, through the Bible tomorrow. I hope that everybody keep up. Amen. He said, God, Lord, he said in 2 Chronicles 16:14, he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or earth. You keep the covenant and show loyalty to your servant who walked before you with all your heart. As it was for the Israel of the old, the love of our Lord God is never failing. God has been faithful since the beginning of time, since the first of creation. And he's still going to be faithful. He is a loving and a faithful sovereign God. Amen. Let's look at Romans 31:32. Do we have any calls, brother?
Well, we have a couple callers, but they haven't pressed the one key yet.
Okay, they haven't pressed one. If you'd like to get on and say anything, you can press one and so to be on live. So let's go on to Romans 8:31-32. So what are you going to say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He doesn't spare his own son, but he gave up his son for all. Won't he also freely give us all the things within him? And the good news is no matter how your enemies gather up against you, if God is on your side, You have nothing to fear. That's another point. You can understand God protects his people. Because he said, if God for you, who can be against you? Because when you look at that, I'm going to go a little depth. When God showed me that scripture, I said, what did he say? I said, what did God say? They started laughing at me, some of the ladies. So that means, God, you're right there with me. You're not going to let me fail. Because there's no failing in God and there's no fear in God. It's faith. And he said, I have this. And you know, when God, when you get in that relationship with God, it is so awesome. Words can't even say it sometimes. Words make me almost cry because he is who he say he is. He does not change or he doesn't waver. He is a mighty God and he's a loving God. Amen?
Amen.
Let's look at Psalm 36 and 7. That make me cry. I can go in the little depths, but he told me to go. You know, the Holy Spirit teach me. We might have different people on it just in steps tonight. And then we're going to get all the way into the eating meat. Amen. Your faithful love is priceless, God. Humanity finds refuge in the shadows of your wings. When I have problems, I run to God. I don't run. I go in the bathroom. I pray. I said, Lord, you got to help me. I don't know. I don't see. I'm in a situation right now. Dealing with one of my kids. Only God can do it. And I'm trusting and believing in all that he said in his word. I'm standing on his promise. So when I learned to run to him, because people will fail you. And in Isaiah, he said, put your trust in God. So I have to put everything in me. I said, Lord, I can't do this. I know you're a loving God. You have his life. And it's a lot of lives that God have placed, a lot of souls that he have allowed me to come in contact with and to be able to minister and to love on them through the trials and situations in life that they are going through. But there's no room for all of us beneath the protected of his wing. There is room. And a lot of us need to run, instead of running to people, we need to run to God. Okay? It's under the shadows of his wings. There's a lot of protection. You know, I looked at the storms, like people say, I'm going to this storm. I'm going to this under this. But when you go in under, we have natural, but this is a spiritual under the wings of God. Okay? God can protect you out of anything that you go through in Jesus' name. Amen? You want to say anything, Pastor Ken?
No, you're doing fine.
All right. Let's go to the next one. Okay. Now, this is, we're going to get to a little worse now, ladies. All right. Galatians 20 and 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I live, but Christ that lives in me. And in the life that I live now, in my body, I live by faith indeed, by the faithfulness of God, the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The good news, the sacrifice was who? Jesus. On the cross was God's love made manifest. It wasn't like the cartoons and stuff like that you see. This happened, actually happened to Jesus Christ who died. It was the greatest sacrifice that will ever be. And that is him. We share the crucifixion and the resurrection that follows. Everything God had already had planned for us, because when sin, I don't want to get into all this tonight, but when sin entered this world, who you think they had to send? It had to be a Savior, and that is Jesus. That is our Savior. It's a lot. He used to have many names, over 250 names. But if Jesus didn't come, we wouldn't have anything. Amen? I'm just making it plain and simple. It's not too hard for anybody. I talk to a lot of kids and tell them, well, why he died? He died for sinful man. He died to have salvation, to have grace, mercy, to have the truth. Let's look at Psalm 109 and 21. But you, O Lord, my Lord, act on my behalf for the sake of your name. Deliver me from your faithful love is so good. Good news is God is ever available. He's available all time and ready and a source to help you in the time of trouble. Always he said, call upon my name, I'm faithful and just God. He hears our cry. A lot of people say, I don't know if God heard me. Yes, he does, because he loves you. I'm going to give you an example. We got all these cell phones, telephones, iPhones, a lot of phones. But if you are in something, pay attention. If you try to call somebody, do you know the phone might be off, disconnected? It might block you. Don't answer the phone. But when you call God, we have a positive on positive, an open line to God. We don't need no cell phone. We have a mouthpiece, and we can just call upon his name. I need you, Jesus. I can't do this. Help me. He hears you. But when I looked at it, when I went through a hardship, I couldn't call too many people. But when I know I called my God gave me Pastor Ken number, I don't even know how. He did not hang up the phone. He didn't say I'm busy. God had him right there to answer the phone, not trying to blow his head up or anything, but that's what happened. That actually happened. I've seen the example, but God showed me through the storm, everybody's not going to answer the phone for you. But this man of God on here, I give honor to God first, and I honor him, and I thank God for him. He answered the phone. I was going through a difficult period of time in my life, but he had somebody. It's always a ram in the bush as well. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's go. He always going to have backup. I don't care what nobody says. He always have somebody to speak on his behalf. You might not know. Sometimes you might be entertaining the angel. You didn't call God, and God, I experienced this. I was talking to somebody. I couldn't get in touch with Pastor Ken. Listen, I had been trying to call my brother. I went down to the Mercy Care down here in Atlanta, and the young man turned around. He's an older man. I call people young people. Older people, young people, but all of a sudden he came down walking, and his shoes, he looked it out of order. But let me tell you something. Me and this lady and some more young lady, I can't say what program they was in. We sitting down there, and he turned around and said one, two, or three things to me. He said, God said he loved you. He has you. Don't you worry. I said, what he said? I turned back around. He was gone. And they said, where he went, I don't know. He couldn't have went in the building because you got to go through a little tunnelway. And he didn't go down the street because the street is wide open down here in the left. I'm like, wait a minute. I said, no, so I had to bow. I said, God, you must have sent this must have been an angel. His shoes was like ostrich skin, and the clothes were just like dirty. But when I turned back, he was actually gone. And I said, hallelujah. I said, God, you found him to say a rhema word. Amen? So that's another form. God used a lot of things to get your attention to make sure I heard you. I heard you. Amen? So let's go to the next one. Okay. Hallelujah. Let's take one more break, brother.
Okay. In the particular selection of songs?
It don't matter. Just put put on something. Just keep the floor of the presence of God.
All right. Sounds good to me. Okay.
Cool.
Okay. How about a song called Place Called Victory by Dion Kipping?
Amen.
Change. I can tell you about pain. I can tell you about pain. Okay.
Hallelujah. Well, that's a great song. Great song. Amen. All right. We're going to look at the love verses, okay? What does the Bible say about God's love? God's love takes many forms throughout stories, scriptures, parts of the Bible, even refer to God as loving itself. Love could be explained wanting the best for someone. And that's exactly what God intends for us to do. God love you simply because he loves you. You don't have to work for his affection. You don't have to set yourself straight before God and pour out his love over you. God absolutely loves you. It is hard to get our minds around it. But the truth, this is where the faithful journey starts. Understand the love of God for you. If you do not have an assurance of God's love, your faith journey will not last long. Fortunately, reading the Bible can help you strengthen your faith in God's love. There is no one forcing more powerful than the love of our Heavenly Father has for us, his children. His love can move mountains, stop the roaring sea, heal the broken bones, heal the broken heart, wounded heart, transform life, set free of those who held captive by sins and of shame. So great of his love for you and me that he sent his only begotten son to die that we might have life through him. God is not an angry taskmaster who shows affection only when you succeed. He is a loving father who will always love you no matter what. Take time to receive the depth of his love for you today. Allow his love to heal you, transform you, set you free, and lead you an abundant life he has always longed to give. Read, meditate, pray over these Bible verses about God's love as you walk in faith each and every day of your life. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's look at some. Okay, we're going to go, and I'm going to just go on and come on with all the scriptures. So now you're just going to write them out, and then I want you to study this. Speak it out or put it on little cards around when you don't feel this is what you must do each and every day. I do it every day. I know who loves me. I'm a child of God. I proclaim, I decree the things of God over my life, over my kids' life. You can start decreeing the love of God over your life, over situations. And okay, the first one I'm going to bring is Psalm 109:26. And it's still on his love. Help me, Lord, my God. Save me according to your unfailing love. That's all you got to do is ask him for help. He hears you the first time. A lot of people, oh, no, God didn't hear me. Yes, he hears. He knows everything going on in this whole universe, in the whole world. Amen? John 16:27. John 16:27. Know the Father himself loved you because you have loved me
and I have believed that I have came from God. Hallelujah. Jude 1:21, keep yourself in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Let's go to Joshua 1:9. I said it's acting up. Okay. Joshua 1:9. All right. And the word of God says, haven't I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For your Lord God will be with you wherever you go. There's no fear in God. God, as he told Joshua, the children of Israelite, he said, be strong. That's the fact, the same word for yesterday. God is the same God yesterday as today and forevermore. The whole Bible, it tells us that we have a whole Bible. A lot of people say, I don't read the old. You got to read the old to understand the new. Amen? So he's the same God. He said, be strong, be of good courage. He's with you. Okay. Something going on. All right. So wherever you go, God is with you. He will not leave you or forsaken you. Amen? Let's look at Psalm 36 and stuff. This is the unfailing love of God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wing. I'm repeating some of the scripture back over if you did not get it. And so you will have it. Please write it down and just go back over and meditate. And that's how you get a better understanding and better relationship is through the word of God. That's power in the word of God. It's God speaking. Amen? All right. Amen. Romans 5 and 8. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 13:13. It's all about love. What God have done to make sure we have everything we need. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. Christ hadn't already died. So it's already been done. Like a lot of people, I can't get over this. Yes, you can. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Because if Christ died all those many years, he did it way before you was even born. Died for your sins. Okay? And now these three things, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest is love. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
The greatest one is love. All right. 1 John 4:9-10. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his only, one and only son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his only son and atoned us as a sacrifice. Hallelujah. It's plain and simple. God have done. And it's something awesome because nobody else could do this. His only begotten son sent him to atone, redeem, heal, restore, resurrection, Holy Spirit, everything through Jesus Christ. If he didn't come, we wouldn't have anything. And I have to say this. That's why I always said, thank God for Jesus. Amen? Okay. All right. Let's look at 1 John 3:1. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world doesn't know us, they didn't know him. Okay. 1 John 4:7. Dear friend, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Romans 5:5. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been with us. Hallelujah. The next one, 1 John 4:8. Whosoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. That's plain and simple. If you always hate and you say, I don't love this, I don't love, you don't have the love of God. If you love, you have been born and you know God, and he has been poured into you through him. That's the only how you can have it. All right, let's look at 1 John 4:16. And so we know that, and we rely on the love of God has for us. God is love. Whosoever live in love lives in God, and God in them. Amen?
Amen.
1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. Go back to Galatians 2:20, where it says, you've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in this body, I live in faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Let's look at Jeremiah 29:11. Let's look at Jeremiah 29:11. And brother, we'll finish it. I hope we'll finish it when I get finished with all the scriptures, okay? Might be about 1:40. It might be 9:45 again, and we play music to 10, or we open it up and see did anybody call. And if it ministers you, we thank God for you. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. A plan to give you hope in the future. God already knows everything about you. Amen? He plans to give you a hope and a future. Amen? Look at Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord appeared to us in the past saying, I love you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with an unfailing kindness. Hallelujah. God already knows. He said, I appeared to us in the past, and he said, I love you. If you don't feel love, get into the scriptures and write out everything on the love of God, and he will show you he loves you in Jesus' name. It's in the word, but sometimes you have to go over this and over this. So cause some have walked away. If you have walked away from God, he said, return to back to your first love. Amen? A lot of things today are trying to lure God's people from that love, from in his presence. It is so many distractions. Oh, my God. The computer, the cell phone, and somebody knocking at your door. Somebody want to see what you're doing. Party. It's all right. But you must turn back to your first love. If you're loving somebody else more than God, you got to get these things in order. God said, love me first. He has got to be number uno. That's number one, not number two, three, four, five. You must, and you must get in the word. And just like he said in Matthew 6:33, we got to seek first the kingdom. I don't care if you just sit in the presence. Just get up in the morning, close your eyes, sit, bow before him. He knows you. In Psalm 139, he knows you're going. When you're lying, when you wake up, he knows. Spend time with God and let him love on you. Let him lavish his love, because he didn't. He have already made a way for everything that we need. We just have to get back in line with that relationship, reading, studying. I listen to worship 24/7. I get stopped and I watch a cartoon. I have to have a balance. I said, Lord, you got to help me, because I was doing the word of God, eating so much, I got so full. So now he lets me sit on the porch, feed the people, send the word of God out. He gave me a balance, because the only thing I did for all these men, I just stayed in the word. And everybody said, you too serious. But I had to get back where I was supposed to be, because I had let a lot of things in my life get me out of order with God. So I had to return. And I don't have no problem saying that. I got distracted, and I had to cry, repent, and I talked to God. I said, I can't do this by myself. And he showed me none of this stuff loved me. This don't love you, this phone, computer, going here, doing this. And if it's not giving him glory, it's in vain. Amen? But he showed me, I still love you. Still love you. I know you. And that's why you can't take your eyes off the prize. The prize is him. We got a lot of hardship. We got a lot of things. That's like when we go up the thing, we got to run to God. So now, just like I'm here at home, I'm by myself. It's me and him. I know he's here. In the presence of the Lord, it's fullness of joy, Psalm 16:11. I love him. I have to say this, and a person, how you love him, you ain't never say, because I have a relationship. Person asked me one day, "Hi, by Jesus." Wait a minute, if it's Jesus didn't come, what we, wait a minute. And they tried to get me to say something different. I know him. I have a relationship. I know too much, and only Jesus Christ saved me through the blood, redeemed, healed, restored. When nobody else was there, I know without a shadow of a doubt the love of God. That's why he sent Jesus. I know it, and nobody can get me to sway. No different religions, this, that. I can't. I know because he know me and I know him. I sit, I try to study much as I can to get everything, but I can't contain a lot of it because it breaks me. It breaks me. I said, Lord, and then he'll show me certain things that I got to get back in order. So he keeps me in order. It's like now I'm sitting. I like to speak with my sisters in Christ. I like to talk to my brother because iron sharp as iron. And if you don't know what that means, I know God loved me and I know he loved you. Iron sharp as iron. I don't have a butter knife. I can rightly divide the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15. The iron sharp iron, you have a sword, which is the word of God. He loved us enough to give us the word of God to have that as a sword. That's a symbolic of ironing on iron. Just like my brother knows the word of God, we can talk on any level. Amen?
Amen.
Don't let me get to going, God. All right, let's get back. Let's get back to your love that we always got to have, John 3:16. I looked at a Bible one day. I have two or three Bibles on my bed, what God have given me, and it was taken out. I seen it didn't say John 3:16, and that's the most important one in them. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. I looked in there. I didn't see it. I said, it says this in my Bible and all the Bibles. I had to. That's why you got to study. Not listen to what nobody says. You got to open your Bible. I hear a lot of people say, my pastor said this, and I'm not going to say the name. I had to correct the person in love now. I said, that's not in there. That is not the scripture on certain things. And that's why when you turn your Bible, the Holy Spirit will quicken you. And it inside, I said, this is not in Bible, in that scripture. So I had to go to the Bible as we turn the page. That's like I got you all, asking you all to turn your page. Learn it for yourself. Seek it. Turn the pages. Don't just listen. That's why I'm reading the scriptures. When I speak, I read the scriptures. Pastor Ken, we go line upon line, precept upon precept. We're giving you the word so you follow with us. Follow. And you'll understand everything. It sounded good, but that wasn't the scripture. I pulled the pastor. I said, this is not in the Bible. That ain't the scripture. And if you make a mistake, you have to go back and say, I made a mistake in the word of God. That's another form of love. Not to get up there and try to embarrass nobody. You have to, that's not in that scripture. That's not in that book. Now, we're going to go John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down their life for one friend. Jesus laid his life down for his friend. That's what he says. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. Let's look at Psalm 86:15. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abound in love, and faithful. Hallelujah. Psalm 136:26. Give thanks to the Lord of heaven. His love endures forever. Not sometimes. It's forever. Ever. That's unending. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
All right, let's go to Deuteronomy 7:9. Now, therefore, that the Lord your God is God, he is a faithful God, keeping his covenant, a love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandment. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to jump in with women that are married. I'm going to be in Ephesians 5:22. It's still going to be by love. Husband, love your wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Amen?
Amen.
Ephesians 2, 4, and 5. Because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgression. It is by the grace you have been saved. Hallelujah. Oh, 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. And the word of God said, humble yourself, therefore, under mighty God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on the Lord because he cares. That's another form of love. He cares for you. All right, Pastor, are we having a call tonight?
Yes, I have some calls. I'll bring them on now.
Okay.
111, you're on the air.
Ken, this is an anonymous caller. What is wrong with your voice? Did you get some mouth work done?
No.
Get it down. I don't want to say, yeah, they did. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, 111, you're on the air.
Hey, man, how you doing? My name is Randy. I want to say thank you, Pastor Wanda, Pastor Ken. Thank you very much. Y'all spreading the word, and I think it's wonderful. You know, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah to that. You know, I got my turn listening right now, and I'm going to say something, man. It's the Lord's will that I'm listening to you right now, because I'm feeling it right now. I feel good. I feel good all the time. But right now, after listening to the Pastor Wanda, I feel very, very good. I'm feeling it. And I bet, I mean, I don't want to talk about McConkie right now like that, but, you know, sometimes people say the carpet matches drape and all that. But I bet, you know, that.
Okay.
Penis too much recently. Your voice is really.
Get it down.
Oh, Lord, what is that? Oh, my God.
I mean, we got people saying they got no
choice. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
We don't need that up in here. We don't need that up in here.
No. All right, let's go. All right, stay on the phone, Pastor. I'm going to get finished. So let's go to Romans 8:37 through 39. Now, in all these things, we have more than a conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither present nor in this future, nor any power, neither heights nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54:10, though the mountain be shaken, the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you.
Amen.
2 Thessalonians 3:5, may the Lord direct your heart into God's love in Christ and preserve it. John 15:19, as the Father have loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. Ephesians 1:7, hallelujah. We're gonna keep the word going because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Isaiah 54:17. We're not even taking no more calls, Ken. And we'll play the music for God to be glorified. Because we can't do foolish. This is for edifying for the hearers, that who wants to hear the word of God to be changed in Jesus' name. Amen?
In Jesus' name.
All right. Ephesians 3:17-19. Okay. Hold on. So that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together in all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and the depths in the love of Christ, and to know this is his word that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Let's go to John. John 13:34-35 says in the word of God, a new commandment I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. John 15:12, my command is this, love each other as I love you. Okay, let's go to Colossians. Let's go to Colossians. We don't love tonight. We can't do no foolish. We still love you, but we can't put up with you. All right. In Colossians 3:14, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians 3:19 says in the word of God, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with to the measure of all the fullness of God. Let's go to Psalm 63:3. I pray to God I'm not going too fast. I always let the Lord just keep leading me. Okay? Because I have a lot of scriptures and I don't want to get distracted. Let's keep on this love because we have things we got. This is about kingdom business. And we're going to stay on kingdom business, and kingdom business God's. Amen? Because of the love is better than life, my lips will glorify. And we're going to keep on glorifying God. Pastor Ken, my pastor, my brother just came. We're going to keep glorifying. We ain't going to get distracted behind foolish. Okay? So let's look at Isaiah 41:10, because it's people out there brothers and sisters need to hear this. Some are going through a hard time, loneliness, sad, and I just listen to certain things, what they say. God love you and God bless you, because I know you're listening. And I'm going to always speak the love of Christ. I don't care what you say, because God's word that's in us is more powerful. It's more of us than you. It's more of us and God than say this in Isaiah. Let's go. Isaiah 41:10. Let's see what God gave us for that.
Amen.
Hold on, I'm just coming. Come on, Jesus. Don't let my phone blank out. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you. All right. Here we go. In 41:10, he said, so do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you in my righteous right hand. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing to fear. Hallelujah. God. Because he gave us his word. His words override anyone, anybody.
That's right.
Let's look at Lamentation 3:22. I'm just going back over a few of the scriptures. Ladies, please, get into the word of God. You're not alone. God is always with you. Man of God, God is with you. He's omnipotent, omnipresent. His love is available every day, not someday. If you're going through anything, run to the master. And I say this a lot. No offense to no pastor. I run to the master, don't the pastor. Amen. I go to the master because he knows what I'm going through. He feels he knows us. Because
Amen.
Love, great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that
Amen.
Is all that
on
the
say,
mat.
Oh, what I want to say is my life was a disaster.
I want to give a testimony.
Amen.
Go ahead. See, but God has cleansed you up. He brought you in the dark, from the darkness to a glorious light. And that glorious light cannot be hid. Just like me and Pastor, all our life, but God changed it through Jesus Christ. The word of God changed. That love compels us and changed us to be doing this time of life. Compared to what other people, and I'm not judging anybody. I don't know what they're doing, but I know what God has called us to do. This is the part, the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of who God is this time of night. Most people say, I'm going to go bad. But we have the love of Christ to shed his word. That is our call. And he says in his word, men are called for your chosen. We have been called, chosen for a time as this, in Jesus' name. The ladies, I thank God for the Women of God, those of the King Rainbow Ministry that my brother has allowed. I thank God for all the pastors. I thank you. I thank you for the word of God. And Father God, we thank you for tonight and be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
See you tomorrow. Pastor, put the music on.
Okay.
God bless you. I love you, brother.
This is funky music. We've heard some soul funky music in Jesus' name. Okay. Here we go. Let's play Waymaker by Jason Nelson.
okay? I need to do it one more time.
Amen. All right. Well, we got a couple calls here. 101.
Hey, man, it's Pastor Bobby. It's Pastor Bobby. Just listening.
All
I don't
right.
know. Good music there,
Pastor. Okay, let's see what we got here. Okay, 111, you're on here.
Ken, is this the Pastor Wanda show or the Pastor Ken show? Because, my God, that bitch does not shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God. Who's that?
She just talks and talks and talks and talks and talks. And then you don't talk at all during this show. What's up with that?
This is Pastor Wanda show. Right.
The Pastor Wanda show now?
Yes, sir.
Ken, what is wrong with your voice? Did you get dental work done? Because you're really mushy today.
No, I didn't get no dental work done.
You sound like this. Like what's up?
Nothing's up. Anyway, I want to say God bless y'all. Have a wonderful night.
Ahead.
And then, thank you, Pastor Prophet and Pastor Wanda, for calling in tonight. And Pastor Wanda, for amen. All right.
Amen.
Give a shout-out from Alabama. Okay, John Longweather, DC2. Okay, God bless you all. Have a wonderful night.
And
I'll see you
tomorrow. And Pastor Bobby. And be look out for the show called Pastor Bobby and Friends.
All right. I'm looking for it.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to call it a night. God bless y'all. Good night.
Good night, Pastor.